Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with some pertinent questions, things that come up occasionally, some of these things we have talked about a little bit. But before we get started, Leanne, give your phone number. See, Bob, I got it today.
You did. I'm proud.
Give your phone number,
Leanne. 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Okay, one of the questions that comes up occasionally, and not real often, but occasionally, somebody who has an IRA, typically they say, well, I wish it was bigger. I need all that money to live. But occasionally it comes up, gee, I don't really need all this money to live. I sure wish I didn't have to take it. Now, typically, what's the rules on 70 and a half on IRAs, Leanne, or qualified money, I should say?
Then you're required to start taking money from your IRA the year after you turn 70 and a half. And if you don't go ahead and take it, you can have a 50% penalty. So you have to be very, very careful about watching that IRA, especially the year after you turn 70 and a half.
And many people actually think about, well, I'll do it next year, or they don't think about it, or it falls through the crack. Now, companies who have your IRA money or 401k money are required by law to poke a stick in your eye and say, you got to do it. And occasionally people get that letter and they lay it down like we all do, and they'll do it later. But 2 years ago, a law was changed. And what the law says now is that if you do not want to take all of your IRA money or 401k money, you are able to defer some of it or push it back into a later date. Now, what I'm saying is, if you say, I don't need all this money now, but I might need it later.
And you might need it later for other things that can crop up, for instance, health care problems.
That's right. And that's probably the biggest thing that we seniors think about is, boy, I hate to think about what happens if I have a crisis. So some of these dollars can be taken and set aside. Now, there's only one place that these monies can go. They have to go into a qualified longevity annuity contract. I'll say it again, qualified longevity annuity contract, QLAC. And if somebody would like an article, I've got some good articles about that, call me and I'll drop one in the mail to you. This is not for everybody. It's for probably very rare people who don't need all their money to live. But if you're taking IRA money or 401k money and you really don't need it all, you can defer some of that down the road. And I know several people who have done that. Bob, you're going to say a question.
Well, yeah. Is it locked in? Do you not have access to it to a certain point after that point?
No, you can turn it on any time.
Okay.
In other words, you might say, I'm going to defer it for 5 years. I'm just making numbers up. You defer it for 5 years, and after 2 years you say, oh, I really need it now.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on.
Okay.
So, but it has to go into a qualified longevity annuity contract. It cannot go to a mutual fund. It cannot go to stocks, anything like that. You are locked into that product.
And what is that product? Does it make anything for you, or is it just?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. It's an annuity contract.
Okay. Oh, okay. Got it. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You better explain that part of the annuity contract, how they get some growth on that money.
Well, the company's going to pay them interest on their money. It's that simple. So that the money that goes in there is tax deferred, just like it was in a regular annuity. And then at a point down the road, you have to start taking it back out, depending on how long you defer it and so forth. But you can't defer it past 85.
Well, how do you determine if this is something that you would need or like to have?
Well, you're getting money that you really don't need, but you got to pay taxes on it.
Okay.
And you say, I really don't need it now, but golly, if I have health problems, I might need it down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take 25, I'm going to take 50,000, I'm going to set it aside, buy this qualified longevity annuity contract, pull, and I'm making the number up, pull $50,000 out of your account, buy this contract. That means $50,000 of that money that you're drawing income off of is not part of that pool for a period of time.
Are you taxed at a different rate than you would be when you eventually do pull that out?
No. It's whatever you're currently, you're taxed at whatever your current tax bracket is, whether it's today or down the road.
So there's no downside to it.
There's no downside to it. Okay. That's the good thing. That's a good point.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that leaves that. We'll let that go.
One other thing that I would like to mention. A lot of people are looking now at next year. They're going to think about, I need to take some money out next year from my IRA. I'm required to. This is in a regular retirement account. The amount determined that you have to take out depends upon the value of that retirement account on December 31st and your age. So there is a whole page telling you the amount that you have to take out according to what the rules are with the government. And it will be you'll be informed about it from your company. If you have money at Charles Schwab, you have money in annuity, you have money in different places, they will tell you this is your IRA and you have to take so much out, and you can always take out more. But they always look at the value as of December 31st.
Okay, let's go on. Questions come up now because these products have been around for a year or two. Why would it make sense to buy a life insurance contract with a long-term care rider over a traditional long-term care policy? And it's really one tremendous reason. Now, before I go to that, at first it was the only way to buy one of these was with a single premium dump. In other words, you had to put in $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 to get your product. Well, a lot of people don't have $100,000 to throw into this contract one time. Now the companies have come out and said, well, we can change that. We can pay it on a 5-year basis or a 10-year basis or a single premium. This makes it a lot more palatable to pay on a 10-year basis or a 5-year basis. Now, why buy the life insurance contract with a long-term care rider? Very simply, somebody is going to collect a benefit. There's no money wasted. That's the big problem with traditional long-term care. Down the road, if you die and you don't collect the benefit, the company eats your money. And nobody likes that. You might have paid, picking a number, $2,500 a year for 20 years. That's $50,000. And then you die, and the insurance company, whoever it happens to be, keeps your money. Where in this life insurance with a long-term care rider, somebody's going to get either a long-term care benefit or death benefit. Always the money comes back, and I won't say always get a profit, but you will get a profit on these. So, any comment on that, Leanne?
No, I think it's something that you had to point out because people ask this question all the time. And it becomes very, long-term care insurance can be very, very expensive. So you have to think about it very, very carefully and find a good company, one that will stand behind their product. But in the meantime, think about your health history, your family's health history, and think about if there's something there that you really have to be careful about regarding your health, and that is why you need that long-term care policy, because you may have a family situation way in the past, probably heart, lungs, whatever it may be. There may be some health problems, and you want to protect yourself because you may end up with a situation where you need that money for something, and it's going to have to be for your health, be taking care of your health.
Okay, Leanne, give your phone number again.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. See, Bob,
I don't know what's gotten into you.
Oh, I'm getting good. I'm getting good. Question comes up occasionally. I'll talk to people and they say, talk about long-term care, and they say, well, I've been turned down. I had a stroke. I had a heart attack. I have diabetes. I can't get it. Or maybe Maybe they were in a hospital for an auto accident, and they have to use a walker for a while, and they're turned down. Is there anything that you can do? Yes. This happens to be both in Wisconsin and in Minnesota. There's a product called Critical Care. It does not as good as a long-term care policy, but it is something.
It is, and it's cheaper.
And it's a lot cheaper, and you can build a program to fit your needs. The options are much greater even than the long-term care. So you can build a program that could pay you some dollars if you have a health crisis. It isn't an answer for everything, but it does work for certain situations. So if you've been turned down for long-term care and you want to look at something, look at a critical care contract. It will pay you some money. Now, I should mention one thing. If you have had a heart attack or you've had a stroke, they won't cover you for the heart problems, but they'll cover you for other things. So you have to understand that you're not going to get it for your heart problems or your stroke, but you'll be coverage for other crises. Comments, Leanne?
No, I think that critical care policy is becoming quite popular, actually.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are sitting in the situations that you have mentioned. And the cost really does make a difference for you now and in the future, too. But it's something to definitely consider, depending upon what your health situation is.
Now, let's just spend the last 2 minutes. We've got 2 minutes left, and then we're done. And let's just talk a little bit about foundations. Leanne, tell me explain what a foundation is to the radio audience.
Well, what happens is people have extra money that they want to give for something special. And they want control of where it's going to go. One of the things that they will do is they will set up a foundation. They have X amount of dollars. They'll set up this foundation. And they'll move the money into this foundation. And then that foundation will go ahead and pay it out to the right place. And every year they take so much money out of that foundation to go to the right situation, the right charity, or whatever your specialty is that you're really interested in. But a foundation is very, very important in really giving a lot of support to a lot of good charities. And there may not be a charity out there that you like, so consequently you can set up a foundation that goes where you want it to the right situation.
Well, the key really is, what is your heart throb? What really, really turns you on? What is education of children or feeding children or whatever? And you can set your foundation, or you can go to a big foundation and ask them to put your money to work doing what you really, really are turned on by.
And then you don't have to do all the research either.
You don't have to do it. And there's some wonderful foundations around. They do a great job. So we're winding out of our time here. We want to thank you for being with us this morning. Leanne, quickly give your phone number.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. We want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. And give us questions. Love to be able to answer them for you.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.